Kakalosh Bokatov, we're going to continue with Alachot. This is now Siman Tzadik Tet. Siman Tzadik Tet in Shulchan Aruch speaks about drinking before Shachrit or before any type of a tefillah, which means also for Mincha, this could happen before Mincha or before Arvit, any type of drinking. Shulchan Aruch says, somebody that drinks a revi'it of wine, he says he should not pray until the wine, the effect of the wine goes away from him. If he drank more than a revi'it wine, if which means like this, he says, it all depends. He says, right now, if a person came and he drank, and he's still able to speak in front of a king properly, so then b'diavad his tefillah is still considered a tefillah. However, though, if he cannot speak in front of a king properly, so then his tefillah is considered an abomination, and he has to, again, pray again. So now this is actually very interesting, because here we're talking about two different people. One of them is a shikor, which is somebody which is drunk, and somebody which is shatui, which he drank. So now here, what is the difference exactly between the two? So he says, the second that you drink more than a revi'it of wine, even though you're fitting to speak in front of the king, you are considered shatui. Shatui does not mean drunk, it just means you're like, a little bit high, something like that. Now, Chazal come and they actually say that a shikor that prays, a person that's drunk that he prays, it's kilo oved avodah zarah. And then afterwards, Chazal say that if you're careful not to pray when you're shikor, so then you're going to be saved from all different types of different things as well. They actually bring a proof or a hint from the pasuk to the isur of drinking, because it says yain v'shechar al tesht, which means v'shechar al tesht is rashet tevot, that if you drank kedei revi'it, asur litpalel tefilat shikor toeva. So he says he's trying to bring like an acronym to show you that if you're going to start praying when you're drinking, it's actually going to be an abomination. And also the rashet tevot of tefilat shatui tefilah. So he comes and he says, so now what happens exactly are we talking about? This is talking about wine. What about anything else? So he says, there's no difference between drinking a revi'it of wine or drinking a revi'it of beer. So he says, or sometimes if you're talking about a very, very strong alcohol, right, which has a very high concentration of alcohol, so he says, in such a case, you have to be machmid, even if you're going to drink less than a revi'it. As long as the shiur of the alcohol, as long as the measure of the alcohol is the same that you would have a revi'it of wine. Then he brings down, okay, fine, what about nowadays? So he says as follows. He says, some people say that nowadays, that the wines are not strong whatsoever, you do not have to be machmir. Right? So you actually have here, as if to say, maybe an exception to the rule. Shulchan Aruch comes and he tells you, mefurash, you're not supposed to drink. And that's why sometimes it happens that people bring lechaims or things like that for yortzeit or, you know, for berachot. So now you have to be careful. Because if they're going to come and they're going to start drinking, whether it's hard liquor or they're going to start drinking wine before praying, whether it's going to be mincha, whether it's going to be arvit, whether it's going to be any other thing, you could have a big problem here. So he says, however though, some people say that nowadays, if the wines are not strong whatsoever, so you don't have to be machmir if you're going to drink a revi'it of wine. So he wants to say, the halacha brura here says, that if you drank a revi'it of wine, or a little bit more, but you know for sure that it didn't have whatsoever an effect on you, and you could pray normally like any other day of the year, then you could be mekel even lechatechila. Which means that in this case, if you know that it didn't have an effect whatsoever, right? So therefore, obviously there's going to be a difference. You know, the more so if he says, if there's going to be a chashash that he's going to wait, so then he's not going to be able to pray, right? So then obviously not. But he still says you should pray within a sidur, which means do not come and rely upon just praying by heart. Pray within a sidur to make sure that you're not going to make any mistake. Now this obviously does have a lot of yetzer hara inside of us, because we know that even nowadays the drinking and driving also is a problem. Because people get into a car and they said, what, the wine, it didn't have any effect on me. And all of a sudden the police stops them and he tells them, walk in a straight line, and their line's a little bit crooked, right? They don't know how to draw a straight line. So therefore it is very, very cautious. A person has to be careful not to trick himself into thinking that the wine will not have any type of an effect on him, but rather to make sure that, again, this is halacha, Shulchan Aruch. So it could be nowadays, it's true, the wine is not that concentrated. Once upon a time they had to dilute the wine, because if they wouldn't dilute the wine, they weren't able to drink it, it was so concentrated. Nowadays, when was the last time you had to dilute a wine? You don't have to. However, though, still, a person should be very, very cautious in order not to transgress any other type of problems.